Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Can you hear me now?
What?
Testing, testing. Hello.
What?
What's on your mind? Welcome. It's the Kevin and Todd edition, and apparently we have a fan or two. I already got a text that, yay, Kevin and Todd today.
Here's what I do.
Yeah, there you go.
Hasn't started yet. You may regret that one.
Yay, Kevin and Todd today. We should have a T-shirt made, brother.
I mean, yeah. Scott,
anyway,
will I be cutting you off today.
Yeah, Scotty is. Yeah, no, Scotty is off to Arizona to drop his lovely daughter Haley off down at ASU for her second year at becoming a Sun Devil.
Did your mom and dad ever drop you off in college?
Because my dad dropped me off for kindergarten and left. He literally, like, here you go. And he dropped me off before the building was open. So there I am standing out. First day of kindergarten, I remember vividly being completely traumatized because he just left. And the door was locked. And then, thank goodness, about 2 minutes later, a teacher came and let me in. But I was... But no, I did not do the standard college. Went to broadcasting school, and no one dropped me off. I drove myself. So. But he's taking, you know, you gotta make sure she gets there. So
my mother,
it is a process.
To kindergarten, the first day of kindergarten,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
never again.
Ah, yeah,
across Lake Street in Minneapolis, and
uh-huh.
It's, you know, kind of a busy street. I don't know if I'd let a 5-year-old just cross Lake Street on their own ever again.
Yeah, we did it uphill in bare feet in the winter, too, by the way, in the day. That's how it worked for us. All right, so here's the plan today. Scotty's off. Todd and I have the reins. We're going to just open the phones. It's Open Phone Friday. What do you want to talk about? Talk about the Vikings going to the Super Bowl, maybe. Whatever's on your mind. I got a couple things I want to bring up. But 800-228-0550 is the number. You can leave us a message, 855-217-76, extension 1. Karen called again. I do want to play that for you. You won't believe where her brain is. You won't believe. You will not believe where Karen's brain is on the Mar-a-Lago thing. Yeah. You won't believe it. But, yeah, apparently Trump's a thief. He stole a bunch of things, stole a bunch of documents, and he's a thief. And, Apparently, according to Karen, we're all thieves because we're okay with the, apparently that he stole things, which he didn't, and Karen didn't bother to unpack any of that, so that's coming up. That is this hour, before 10 o'clock, before the top of the next hour. Next hour, of course, Senator Kevin Cramer from the great state of North Dakota will be on for a full hour of what we call the Talk Radio Town Hall. Have at it. If you're a North Dakota resident, you want to talk to your senator, I will just say again that I wish I had that kind of access in Minnesota, but we no.
Well, could have that kind of access. You just simply need to move to North Dakota.
Yeah,
you're not going to get that kind of access in Minnesota. You're
just Minnesota, not really. I did hear a couple of clips of Amy Klobuchar going on about the new spending porn that they're getting ready to push through the House now at $800 billion or whatever it is. It's unbelievable that they're going to end up, you know, they're only going to win this because they have the votes. And, it's great. And, of course, she just talks about how great it is and working for the American people and the people of Minnesota and how it's going to lower prescription drug costs. And
don't they all pull that same card, though, for the people of insert state here?
Yeah.
It's always for the people.
That's her response, too. Whenever you email her, we continue to work hard for the people of Minnesota and the best in the Minnesota way of life, blah, blah, blah. Never any answers, really. I appreciate the email there, Amy.
The Minnesota way of life is identical whether you're in, you know, inner city St. Paul or in Roseau. It's identical, right?
Yeah.
The Minnesota way of life.
Other us rocks and cows,
50 inches of snow and put it down to 35 below, then it's probably the same. But.
You know, and then Minnesota, leave it to Minnesota to elect in the primary Ilhan Omar, Keith Ellison, and Tim Walz. They all won their primary battles.
And my it's scratching just, her head going, to, I only won by, what was it, 2,400 or something like that?
Can you see my head shaking? It just shakes constantly now. I can't stop it. I mean,
hey, don't look at me. I moved away in 87. Don't look at me.
Yeah, I am. Boy, and I know the real Minnesota, you know, out of the metro, the seven-county metro is so much common sense and so many real people, and it's just so frustrating for us that are outside of the metro to watch the St. Paul Swamp do what it does. But that's Minnesota. Kevin Cramer will be on after 10 o'clock. What's on your mind? I got a couple things. One, and I think it's hilarious. I love what Greg Abbott has got going on when he sent in these busloads of my illegal immigrants, these illegal residents in our country here illegally to D.C., and now he's sending them to New York City. I want to see the roster, first of all, what other destinations he's got picked for the, I'm sure, probably Napa Valley. Got to put that in Sacramento. Got to send them to Gavin Newsom's house. Because California, like New York, is a sanctuary state. I mean, you can, you know, New York City, sanctuary city. They should be welcoming these people with open arms. Eric Adams and the New Yorkers should be saying, yes, we're a sanctuary city. We love you all, and we love that you're here. And bravo to the Texas governor for sending you here, and we'll give you all the New York love we can. But no, that's not what's happening. He is not happy. He is apparently now. Listen, I want you to play a couple. I'm going to play a couple of clips here for you. This is the mayor of New York City. Now, forget about what Texas is dealing with. Forget about the front line of this whole thing. Worry about what he says. Here.
He is a anti-American governor.
That
is really going against everything we stand for. I am going to do everything feasible to make sure the people of Texas realize how harmful he is to us globally. He's a global embarrassment because this is not what we do as Americans.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because every Governor. American thinks alike, yeah. Right?
Yeah, okay. Right. Here's Governor Abbott.
New York is a sanctuary city. Mayor Adams said that they welcome in illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
And now, once they have to deal with the reality of it, they're suddenly flummoxed and they cannot handle it. Texans are fed up with what the Biden administration has done on our border, the chaos that it's caused, the damage that it's caused in the state of Texas.
Yeah, but one more from Eric Adams.
It's just a mean and cruel thing that he's doing. Someone seeking refuge from leaving a horrific environment, and this is how we're treating them in Texas. Not the people of Texas, but the governor of Texas.
Yeah.
But that's not who we are as New Yorkers.
Okay, now, where are we supposed to send him, sir? Well, I mean, by the way, it's a fact that these big metro areas are much better equipped to handle homeless populations than rural America or South Texas. South Texas is completely full, and I would, you know, but they don't ever, when is any of these people ever going to say, you know what, we have to close the border? Instead of blaming the Texas governor for bringing, shining a spotlight on the hypocrisy, what's good for thee is not for me, you know, but that's all fine. When is Muriel Bowser or any of these, you know, these governors or mayors going to say, hey, instead of blaming Greg Abbott for pointing out the obvious, is that you can deal with them. Here, we're full. Here, you can have them. We'll start sending them to Sacramento next. Instead of saying, you know, well, we should probably stop the leak. We should probably secure this border, and then we can deal with this.
Ah.
But instead, we're going to call out and what an un-American, nasty, traitorous governor Greg Abbott is. Are you kidding me?
We used to send him all to Ellis Island first. I mean, maybe he's just continuing the tradition.
I don't get it. at what point do these people? And Eric Adams seems like a relatively centrist, you know, Democrat. He's a former law enforcement. I mean, he's, you know, and he's now the mayor of New York. At what point does someone like Muriel Bowser, the mayor of D.C., say, you know what, let's go to the source? Isn't that what the administration said? Didn't Kamala Harris go to Central America to try to curb the tide, to go to the source problem?
How'd that work out?
Well, the source problem of this is a wide open border in Texas, sir. So can you acknowledge that that's maybe the problem and not the governor sending people that he can't handle to New York and D.C.? Since you seem to be just fine with that? At what point is the sanctuary no longer a sanctuary? At what point does the sanctuary city or state turn into a living hell? I think there's parts of California you could already argue already are.
Yeah, no kidding.
So there's that. There's this Mar-a-Lago nonsense with this FBI raid. A number of people, Kerry Lake, different candidate, are calling literally for the dismantle the FBI. The FBI,
can't
I don't
wait
know
the
what
truth to, gets out on that one.
Yeah, and, you know, a number of great legal minds from former AGs, Hugh Hewitt, can go down the list, have said, we don't care about the warrant. We don't need the warrant. We don't need to have the warrant. We need the affidavit. We need the reason, the cause that you presented in the court of law to get the warrant. What did the affidavit say? No, 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 crickets on that.
I saw a Holiday Inn towel back in the 70s. You going to rig me, too?
All right. Phones, your phone calls.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? You've been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming August auctions include 276 acres of exceptional cropland in Montreal County, 913 acres of good cropland in Rolette County near Rolla, North Dakota, 154 acres of excellent cropland in Cass County near Page, North Dakota, and in Minnesota, 424 acres of highly productive cropland in Clay County, 160 acres of cropland in Marshall County. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, 20 past the hour. Kevin and Todd sitting in for Scotty today, who's off to take young Haley down to a college drop-off this weekend. Open phones here in just a minute, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. It's Friday. Boy, great specials. And if you want the fish and chips or fish and fries or Salisbury steak, they're doing that in Valley City, exit 292 off 94. West Main Avenue's got that bacon cheeseburger hot dish they do. It's fantastic. 12th Avenue, pulled pork. Serving up meatloaf on NP Avenue in Fargo. Lasagna with garlic toast in Glendon. Very good. And they're also doing lasagna on 45th Street. And if none of those trip your trigger, Grab that 4 for $4. Personal pan pizza, 20-ounce soda, a couple of cookies, four items, $4 every day at PetroServe USA. And, of course, they represent another a number of fuel companies, so they're always shopping and trying to find the best gas prices and keep it as low as they can. This volatile market, if you will. PetroServe USA, and they're hiring. PetroServeUSA.com. 921, a couple of texts in. Kevin, you do a great Cliff Clavin. Thank you. I loved to. Hey, Sammy. How you doing there, guys? Yeah. And then Norm, yeah, I was a big Cheers fan. Appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
Another text. Kevin, my dad dropped me off at kindergarten, and I went in, and half the lights were off, and no one was there. So I walked home and spent the day at home. I should have done that. I should have done that. I was too far. Let's see.
I got dropped off for Sunday school on daylight saving time change.
Yeah, yep.
I got dropped off at church an hour early.
Hour early, yeah.
Me and two other kids. It's like, yeah, I guess our parents didn't bother to, you know, watch the news or anything.
There's a text
on... An hour early for church and had to sit around for an hour, too. So.
Text on EO 14067, very quietly passed, ends cash, puts us all on a carbon credit, et cetera, system. Ought to be addressed. We'll ask Senator Kramer about that. Let's see. Kevin, will you do some more Renaissance voices today? I'll do what I can. Come on now. Also on Laura Ingraham last night, she talked about the school board pledge debacle. I couldn't believe that Fargo could be on the news the way it was. Jake Schmidt, a chiropractor, a wellness physician, a wellness doctor in Fargo, was on Fox and Friends this morning. He's been a huge critic of the Fargo school board, and he's on Facebook all the time doing live videos and stuff, Dr. Jake. And he was on, I saw on Fox and Friends this morning. I haven't seen the segment, but he was on. Text was on to say RND is a...
To the flag of the United States of America.
Yeah, we can't have that going on.
He goes on to say, our North Dakota is a great patriotic state, but the crazy libs in Fargo are ruining our city and embarrassing the rest of the state. You know, when Fargo makes the news, I don't think you want it to be for that, but it did. And then finally, another text. Why can't Minnesota have a proposition on the ballot to rescind California emission standards? I don't think he's implemented those yet. He wants to. Walls wants to. I don't think he's... I got to check on that, because I know John Hinderacher and the Center for the American Experiment been pushing on that hard. And he wants to put California emission standards into Minnesota, where we don't have nearly the air quality issues that California has.
Well, we're all going to have electric cars in a couple of years anyway. What's the difference? Leave it alone.
Yeah, where's that? Yeah. Did you get yours in? I didn't get my order in yet. I should probably do that.
You think I'm giving up my 77 convertible and going electric? No.
Well, that covers our text, 701-237-1590, if you want to do that, 800-228-0550. Jason is in Pingree, one of my favorite city names, Pingree, on the immigration thing. Jason, what's on your mind, buddy? Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday. Kevin, has any of these Democrats ever sat down and realized that they want all these football games and all that stuff? The problem of it is why they're moving, why the Mayor Abbott and them guys don't want them immigrants up in New York. They want all this stuff. They just don't want you and I to come to them things. You see,
right.
Because we're not important enough to all these people. See, they want you to just watch it at home because we're dirty, filthy, stinky people. But I can't believe all these Democrat people can't understand. Their own party hates them. They just use them as a pawn in a pawn because, well, you know, they're run by a higher power from another country. Anyway, all they are is a manager up there in Washington, D.C., you know, and you got Nancy Pelosi's kid flying around on an airplane.
I know.
Deal for a chip deal.
Exactly.
There was no Republican that went. I mean, she couldn't have went down the line and asked somebody to go. She could have asked our own Kevin Cramer. She could have asked John Hoven to go. She could have asked Kelly Armstrong to go. But, oh, no, we couldn't do that. And I got Chuck Schumer telling the newspaper what to print and not to print. I'm telling you something, they're bringing these immigration people into this country because they know there's about to be a civil war in this country, and they need help. And what better than to have help by bringing all them people in?
But you know what, Jace, don't...
with these people.
Jace, don't you think, I we've gone over that, that, you know, okay, the why. Why would you leave the border open? Well, they want to change the voting demographic in these certain districts, you know, so that these people will vote for them. But my thing is, will they? I mean, if they come to the country and somehow we, you know, and you know the pathway to citizenship garbage is coming next, they're already issuing Social Security. I can't believe it. They're so issuing apparently social security numbers at the border. But the point is that are we convinced that these people are going to buy into that just because they got into the country under this administration? I don't know that I am. I think once it's like Mayra Flores, the new rep from South Texas. She's Hispanic. She's a lifelong South Texas resident. She gets it. She's smart enough. I think people like her are going to be the message to these folks to say, listen, if you really want the American dream, you cannot vote for anybody with a D next to their name because they're not about that. You know what I'm saying, Jace? I'm hoping. You know, I remain hopeful, I guess.
But before we had to get passports going to Canada, I drive a truck, of course, and we used to go into Canada, come back across the border one day at Dunseith. I handed him my Social Security, not my card and my driver's license, and he handed my Social Security card back to me, and I said, what's wrong with that? We had to have two forms of ID. He goes, you can wipe your butt with that Social Security card. That don't mean nothing to us. He said, give me a credit card. Really? You want a credit card to prove my identity? Oh, that's worth more than that Social Security card.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know. The upside down world, right? All right, brother. Thanks for checking in.
And plus, we got to pay to get back in our own country.
I know. Yeah. I know, right? Welcome to Canada. Little JT up there got things going on. Have a great weekend, brother.
Yeah, take care.
You bet.
I didn't realize that I was dirty and stinky and shouldn't go to the games. I didn't realize that word got around, but okay.
Yeah. 800-228-0550, wide open phones till the top of the hour, and then Senator Kevin Cramer will be joining us for the town hall, the talk radio town hall, and I'm counting on you to call in and ask him questions or text us, whatever you want asked, at 701-237-1590, 800-228-0550. You know, on that note, what was that, Todd? Sorry.
I was going to say another texter's the Inflation Reduction Act, Pelosi says, the spending's for the children. And by the way, I'm still trying to find out how it is that actually reduces inflation.
Yep. Texter says, Jason was spot on point with a crowded mess. Fraud will be much easier. No doubt.
Yep. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, remember when you used to come to America? I mean, you had to know somebody. Basically, somebody had to be sponsoring you. So you had to know somebody. You had to have some sort of actual path. You just couldn't just dump yourself in America and hope for the best.
Well,
but
and you
that's
know,
all out the window. Yeah. Has been for a while, I guess.
Jason referred. We keep saying these people. They, you know, and what I call them is bubble people. People that live in the D.C. bubble, they live in the New York bubble, or they live in the Sacramento bubble in California, or whatever. They never really ever get out with real people and discuss real problems and the solutions to them. You know, so the bubble people just stay, like Jason said, they just sit and watch. They don't think it affects anybody. I don't worry about it. Meanwhile, Greg Abbott's, you know, drowning in illegal immigrants in South Texas.
What's he supposed to do?
And I'm going to tell you, coming
Dallas?
Up, come on. Yeah, and I want input on this because the border is the story no matter what distraction they give us every day. But I'll tell you about my friend who evacuated from Corpus Christi coming up next.
My name is Kevin Spoonis. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
South Korea's president on Friday pardoned Jae Lee, Samsung's electronics de facto leader, who served 18 months in prison after being convicted of bribery and embezzlement. The pardon will allow Lee to lead the company again.
Faithful adherence to the rule of law is the bedrock principle of the Justice Department and of our democracy. Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly, without fear or favor.
Attorney General Merrick Garland on Thursday working damage control after accusations of a weaponized FBI against their political opponents surfaced Monday. Former President Trump said late Thursday the warrant authorizing the FBI to search his Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida should be publicly released. The problem, many legal experts believe, is that Mr. Garland will not release the probable cause portion of the warrant. USA Radio News.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. Thanks for being here. This is What's On Your Mind. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell in for Scott Hannon today. So off to Arizona, drop by. And I think he's going to be stopping in. They've Charlie Kirk has a big Turning Point Action deal going on Sunday in Phoenix. And Ron DeSantis is going to be there with Carrie Lake, who's a rock star, up-and-comer, running for governor in Minnesota. And Scotty's going to be there. And then I think he's going to be with Charlie on Monday, too. So we'll get the update as we get towards the end of the weekend and into next week. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Swanson Hyperbarics. It's a whole new way to feel great inside and out. I'll tell you, the Hyperbaric Clinic, Swanson's, is they're announcing the addition. They've got this hyperbaric oxygen treatment going on with the chamber. They also have added this Hockett ozone sauna. Scott's been two or three times and just raves about it. Developed for a single purpose, and it's wellness and vitality. This ozone sauna, combination of treatments, kind of a detox deal. Helps detox the body, improves on circulation, ozone boosts your energy, helps your immune system, and to help with pain and swelling, any inflammation you got going, any arthritis, things like that, really good. Increase the body's immune efficiency, metabolism, all of it. If you want more info on the Hockett sauna or the hyperbaric treatments, call for an appointment. The first 30-minute treatment is free. Feel great, look great, be great. Why wait? It's here. Now, Swanson's Hyperbaric Clinic. The number is 701-929-3930. 701-929-3930. Or visit SwansonHyperbarics.com. SwansonHyperbarics.com. I got another text about my Renaissance voice. Must be the someone in Fargo that heard me on our morning. You know, I don't know, Todd, if you heard the Red River Valley Fair in Fargo, West Fargo, this weekend is hosting the first ever North Dakota Renaissance Fair.
I had not heard that.
Yeah, it's this weekend, and they've got jousters and all sorts of things. And I said, well, and you would know because you've been to the Minnesota Renaissance Festival, that when you go, you're supposed to kind of train. If you do costumes and stuff, huzzah is the big toast, you know, when you drink from your leather ale mug down there. And they do sell leather beer mugs. I kid you not. Yep, I still have mine. And I said, well, you know, if you're true Ren Fair, you know, attendee, you have to talk with, you know, the Renaissance voice, and that would be the, has thou not seen Todd Mitchell today? You know, so that's kind of there you go. That's my little taste of your Renaissance voice. So there you go. Don't say I didn't
ever do the whole show in that voice.
Yeah.
This is what's on your mind. Yeah. Bring the king.
That's something you guys could have sold him on that. I'll do the whole morning show in that voice for, you know, whatever the price would be. And
yeah.
So what better advertisement it would be? Who else is going to offer that but you?
I love the puke and snot in the day down in Shakopee. So many great memories. Email.
It was quite a while when I was down there last time. That's great.
Email into our What's On Your Mind email box here. Seth Holden of the Fargo School Board read a terrible statement regarding God being capitalized, the pledge being too pro-Jewish and Christian, and was all around nasty. Why? why don't we do what the liberals do to us? Here's a general contractor. He's obviously anti-veteran, anti-Christian, anti-conservative. Let's stop doing business with him. Don't hire him. Just a thought. Well, you can certainly do that from Homer. Appreciate the email, buddy. I just don't understand why all of the coddling and all of the, we've got to make everybody, and I get church and state. Totally get church and state. This isn't really that, in my humble opinion. Just don't think it is. And to say one nation under God, why can't the word God be inclusive to include all religions? Because it is just a reference to a higher power. Yeah, when it was written, it's a Judeo-Christian God. It's our God. But, and by the way, I've gotten a number of emails and messages, and I have a couple of friends that are of the Muslim faith. They're not offended by the Pledge of Allegiance. They could care less. My friend Paul, he's like, pfft.
Do you and I freak out when somebody celebrates Hanukkah? No, we respect them.
No, but the media does.
I wish I got 8 nights of presents, but there we are.
Yeah, there you go. Emailer from Raleigh, love your radio broadcast, avid listener, but enough of the Almond Joy commercials. Nothing we can do about that, brother. Almond Joy's got nuts, mountains don't. sorry, I know. You know what? Not only that one, can we stop with the EPI commercials? Have you heard these? The exocrine pancreatic insufficiency? They're on every channel, on every break. There's like a big pharma, but that seems to be the one, either that or a migraine cure or something. It's like, enough. I don't have EPI. I'm good. All right? And if I do, I'll ask my doctor about it.
Well, I know I don't need to see my OBGYN about anything at the moment, so yeah. All of those can go away for me.
Open lines at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Got a couple of things on this Mar-a-Lago thing. This is a lot to me. This is a lot like this January 6th show trial. This is a show raid. Okay? This isn't a real raid. This is a show raid. Because I can tell already, great legal minds like Hugh Hewitt and former AG, I think McCaskey was on with Martha McCallum yesterday, saw his take on this. Mark Levin, we can go down the great legal minds that have weighed in on this thing. And this is all backwards, okay? This is all backwards. Jonathan Turley, who is a, noted legal mind, brilliant guy, just talked them, and everybody's saying, listen, we're gonna release the DOJ has requested the contents of the warrant be released. Well, the warrant isn't the thing, okay? The affidavit is the thing, and here's how it works. If you want to get a warrant, you have to write up the affidavit as to why you want a warrant. What is your cause? What is your evidence? Then you present the affidavit to the judge. The judge goes, all right, looks like you got a good case here. Because you don't want to put out a bad warrant. You don't want the case to fall apart on a ill-advised, ill-issued warrant. Because it will, very quickly, as will this. And this was Turley's breakdown. He was on with Hannity. Just a little bit of this. This is a great legal mind breaking this
down.
Am
I wrong in thinking that if you're a conservative, you're treated one way, and if you're Hillary Clinton, if you're a Biden, you get treated another way?
No, that's precisely why this raid seems to me rather reckless. And that is, the Attorney General has to weigh that context. This country is a tinderbox, and he has an agency in the FBI that has a documented history of false statements, a documented history of misleading courts. And you have to consider that before you approve a raid of this kind. And one of the things that struck me with your initial comments, Sean, with these sources, is how they described this warrant. They told you that there were two things described in the warrant. One, a general category of material that should have been turned over to the archives under the Presidential Records Act. And the second one was a general reference to possibly classified information. If that description is accurate, it is very concerning. First of all, the first category I think you have to just set aside. The PRA is not a criminal statute. It's not ordinarily enforced using these types of heavy-handed tactics. What all of us were looking for in this warrant, and maybe we'll see it, is specificity, that they had specific documents in mind with a very high level of classification, documents that the Trump people had refused to turn over. That's the specificity we're looking for. That's the type of thing that would legitimate bringing this to or escalating this to a higher level. What your sources describe is not that. And so we'll see what happens with this warrant. But when the Attorney General was speaking, all of us had the same reaction in the field, which is we're not that interested in the warrant as opposed to the affidavit. That's where we would find out what the court was told. The warrant itself is sort of the conclusions. It describes the parameters of the search. What we want to know is why this search was ordered, what was told to the court, and did they reveal that there had been cooperation with the first subpoena?
Uh-huh. You think you're going to get any answers on that? Think you're going to get anything out of this administration on any of that? No, I would say not. The affidavit is the key. Now, here's the thing. Here's why this whole thing is just a lot of nothing. It's a show raid. Todd, let me ask you this. Let's say for whatever reason someone gets a warrant, they're going to come into your house, they want to search for things. They go into your closet, they go into your desk, they go into your office, they take this, they take that, they box it up and they leave. Do they get to do that? Can you ask to have them inventory any of that?
I would think. I mean, normally a warrant is for a specific thing. You don't just get to go in on a fishing expedition and see what you can find.
You're right. You are correct. And you do get to, not only do you get to inventory, they need to inventory everything they take. So they need to read the document. You'll see them there with a clipboard. They'll say document regarding an oil change on a car in 2012. Then that one's documented. Then they go down, oh, here's a receipt for a hotel stay in Las Vegas. That one's written down. And they go through everything they're going to take, and they make a document, and then you sign it, and they sign it, and they take it. None of that happened here.
Right.
Okay? None of that happened.
Couldn't even be around there.
No.
You all get out. Everybody get out. Cameras off.
Yep. Trump's counsel was there. His lawyer or lawyers were there. They were asked to leave the room.
Yeah.
And that's what we hear.
How do I know you're not planning something? I have the right to defend myself here.
Right. Now, that's where it all falls apart. Says, not this judge that issued this warrant, this guy that worked with Epstein's, cohorts that eventually got back on the bench in Florida. The way it works in real, and then these people all live, again, in the bubble. They live in the upside down. They think that we'll just go in with guns, lights flashing and sirens roaring, and we'll just take what we're going to take. And then it's honestly like they live in a movie or in a TV show.
Yeah.
Because they think that, oh, this is just all we have to do. Now when you get into back off the TV and the cameras are shut down, now you actually have to prove chain of custody. You have to prove that none of this was ever tamperable. No one could ever have gotten to, everybody could have gotten to it. They could still be getting to it right now. You'd be putting whatever they want in there. That's why we have the laws we have. And when you hear people like Merrick Garland and Joe Biden say how much they respect the rule of law, and yet they throw it out. They throw it out. They throw out all the procedure, all the decades and decades of precedent, be it January 6th Select Committee or this nonsense in Mar-a-Lago. None of it has sustainable. None of it is going to stand up anywhere in any real court. Well, imagine the questions Todd just asked are the questions that any attorney is going to ask. Excuse me, were we allowed to inventory all that? Is that the documents of it? Well, no, they just took it. All right, case dismissed. That's what's going to happen.
Exactly.
That's what's going to happen.
Crazy.
And the problem, it'll never. That's why Trump is brilliant. I'm telling you, when he says, "Yeah." See the affidavit. Let's see the warrant. Let's see all of it. Let's see what you came in here on. Because none of it justified the level to which they did this. And it's going to backfire so bad.
Yep.
You bet. So bad. All right. Got some calls lined up. We'll get to them next.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Nothing says go Bison like NDSU apparel, and right now you can buy one, get one free at a PetroServe USA store near you. Stun guns are $5 off, Red Bull 12-ounce cans 3 for $6, Jack Lynx 10-ounce bag $10.99, Blue Diamond almonds are 99 cents, and my favorite, salted nut rolls 4 for $1, Twizzler strawberry twist $1.69 too, any size coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop 79 cents, all this and more at a PetroServe USA near you.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. Thanks so much for hanging out with Todd and I on What's on Your Mind today. Kevin Clint, Todd Mitchell, Scotty's off today. Brought to you by Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. New offer for you, the Percale sheets. Percale is kind of a different weave. It's not the Giza sheets. These are different. The Percale weave is a cooler, better for summer, better for the warmer fall days. It's an amazing offer right now. If you use the promo code Scott, always 800-506-9028. Or just head to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square there, and no matter where you do your shopping on MyPillow.com, just remember the promo code, Scott, S-C-O-T-T, be it for the Percale sheets, premium MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed, whatever, pet beds, whatever, the slippers, the moccasins, the fantastic sandals he's got now. I love my MyPillow slippers. Shout out for those, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
They are awesome. Yeah, made for this part of the world, too. MyPillow.com, promo code, as always, is Scott at MyPillow.com. A few texts to get to, but we got a couple of calls here. I want to get to, let's see who's been waiting longer. Larry in Rockford been waiting longer on this FBI raid. Larry, how are you, sir? Happy Friday. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning and a good Friday to you guys. You know, the Democrats always think they're so smart and they're all smart and everybody. And supposedly this was an inside tip.
Yeah, he had an informant.
Informant. Well, wouldn't it be rather ironic if Donald Trump himself was the tipster sent it through somebody just to get these Democrats all worked up and rally up the right, the back behind him?
Yeah.
No, he's a smart man. He's way
wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me.
Love it.
Larry, I saw a great meme. It was a picture of Trump talking to Tucker Carlson. He's laughing, and it says, yeah, the FBI raided my home and took a bunch of boxes, and on the bottom it says, they're all filled with pictures of Hunter doing crack in a motel room.
That's good.
You know what? Larry, the first thing you said, everything you said is spot on, but the first thing you said is really the point. They think that we're it's either they're that stupid or they think we are. And I promise you, I am becoming more and more assured every day that we are not that stupid.
Well, I don't know how they get by with trolling these people every election time. It's just like now, things are getting better, you know, come November. Come on, people. You've seen them for decades. What they do when they get into office.
Yep.
Quit electing them.
And don't buy the new narrative. Yeah, don't buy the new normal. They want to tell you is, you know, hey, you should be happy with $3 gas now. Come on, it's down from $4.75. Yeah. No, just stop talking. Yep. Thanks, Larry. Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Dude. All right, Tom is in West Fargo on this Fargo school board thing. Tom, what's on your mind, my friend?
Good morning, gentlemen. Yes, I just happened to turn on Fox Business, and the Fargo School Board made the new made Fox Business.
Yeah, they were on last night, too.
Oh, they were. I didn't know that. But, yeah, I thought that was really interesting. He's talking with a lady from the gentleman. It's a Stuart Varney show, but he's got a substitute in, and talking with a lady from Florida who is, I believe, an immigrant now running for Congress or something similar to Flores from San Antonio.
Right.
But this lady is an immigrant, and she said, I was on, you know, we were raised with the Pledge of Allegiance when she came over here. And she said, you know, all the money it has God on the money. She said, maybe we shouldn't send any money to this school because it's got God on the money.
Wow. Yeah. You know, it for years and years, and you probably have friends, Tom, that have come from other countries that have gone through the immigration process. Yep. I do, too. I've got a dear friend that came. It took him 9 years, moved here from Sweden. It took him 9 years to go through the process, and one of them was learning English. You know, you learn to acclimate, you learn what we're about, et cetera, et cetera. And he did all of the work. And, boy, I don't know anybody that's more angry about what's going on at the southern border than him. You know, he's like, what about, if I'd have known that, I'd have just, you know, flew to Mexico City and hiked in. But, you know, he didn't. He spent 9 years doing the work. And the Pledge of Allegiance, I think, is part of that acclimation. You have to realize where you are and what we stand for and why we say that. And to say we're going to take it, well, if we're not going to say it at school, I mean, are we going to count on new Americans to know that already? Are they going to do that when they wake up in the morning? Probably not. And the message in there is spot on and always has been. Great point.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen, for subbing for Scott today. You guys are doing a great job. Thank you.
Well, appreciate you, buddy. Have a great weekend. Yeah, there you know, I just don't see the problem with it. You come to this country, you want to be here, you want to be part of what we do and how we believe in the freedoms we love. You just can't.
Isn't just about every other country that same way?
Right. Well, there's that. There's that.
You go to any other country, they expect you to assimilate and, you know, all that. I mean, come on.
Yeah, try to do the drag show TV show in Iraq. See how that works out for you. See if their customs and their way of life is going to allow that. or any you know, and but yet you have a problem somehow with this country. It's mind-boggling to me. Grab line one. Hi, who's this?
It's Mike.
Hey, Mike, what's up? What's on your mind?
Well, I tell you what, when you look back, I've been out of school for a number of years. Remember back, it was probably in the late 60s and into the 70s where they talked about diversity and diversity and diversity. And this is what's affecting what's happening today, because back then we assimilated and we became part of the country.
That's exactly what we're saying, buddy. Mike, can you hang on just a second? We got a break here. Hang on, okay?
Sure.
Yeah, don't go anywhere. That's what I'm saying. And why is that such a bad thing? Why is it a bad thing that you have to kind of assimilate? You have to kind of get up to speed on how we do things here.
Don't speak the language. Get out of the country.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here. Now. Reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.